Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Tao Wang is UBS Hong Kong's chief economist. We are just thrilled that she could join us today on our set on the animal spirits of the Chinese economy. Wonderful to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Wang, when you look at the spirit at 7%, 8% GDP, what is your call there, and can we believe in that statistic?
Well, Chinese statistics has always had some issues. I think what we can believe is perhaps the trend rather than exact, you know,
is it? What is that trend right now?
The trend is that we had some slowdown in the last few years. Growth has come down, you know, after the financial crisis to now 7-8%. But most recently, you know, the government has actually tightened on the property, which had, you know, sent some commodity prices downward. But of course, the government also, just like other major central banks, have pumped quite a bit of money into the system. And so we do see growth picking up in the next couple of quarters.
Maybe, Sarah, you'd call that QE quiet.
Well, speaking of things that you can't control, though, here in the Financial Times today, the Chinese dream is smothered by toxic smog, talking about how one of the most popular iPad apps in Beijing is China Air Pollution Index. And this is getting in the way with some of the plans for the economy. Do you see that?
Well, it you know, the pollution definitely has become a constraint to growth. So I think that it's consistent with the fact that China's investment probably should slow, and therefore the pollution-intensive, energy-intensive productions, heavy industry should come down. And for the, you know, middle-income people who now demands better air, better food, and not just, you know, a job, they want to the improvement of theirs. So the government has to invest in those areas.
Let me bring in our guest host, Sri Kumar, with a question. Sri?
Sarah talked about the impact on pollution of the Chinese economic growth. What about the social disparity, which appears to be increasing, and it becomes particularly visible as some people become very, very rich and the other people don't make it? How do you think the new president, the new prime minister, how are they going to deal with that issue in their term?
Yeah, so social inequality definitely has widened in the last 10, 15 years. Although I think probably the biggest divide is the rural-urban divide. That, you know, rural residents, even sometimes when they work and live in cities, they don't have the same access to public services. And so the new administration, one of their key objectives is to try to bridge that gap.
Well, UBS has led on research on this. I think of Jonathan Anderson working at UBS 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago on this rural-urban divide. Where is the labor arbitrage right now in China, and how does it affect America?
Well, in terms of the labor, so a lot of people have in China have, of course, moved to urban areas. And in this process, their living standards improves and they want, you know, better living conditions. So cost of labor are rising at the moment. So some people are saying that because the labor cost is rising in China, some jobs are actually coming back to the United States. I would say perhaps that there's some truth to that, but at the same time, I think China's productivity is also improving. What helps U.S. is perhaps more the lower energy costs rather than, you know, the lower labor costs.
Well, that's just where I wanted to go on commodities. It's one of the popular ways that investors here in this country play the China boom story through commodities, John Paulson and others, with gold. Is that voracious appetite that we've seen from China over?
Gold, I think, is probably not dominated by China demand.
Well, copper and the other.
Yeah, so I would say more base metals. Yeah, base metals, iron ore, copper and coal and so on. Those are very much related to China's construction boom, investment in infrastructure, property. I think that, though, after so many years of very big build-up, that is going to slow. Oh, and the government is trying to prevent a property bubble. So perhaps that big sort of super cycle is behind us.
Well, thank you. Dr. Wang, thank you so much. Tao Wang with UBS.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.